Good evening, everyone. This is a meeting of the Pacifica Audit Committee. It is June 6, 2022, 8:35 p.m. We don't have a full agenda written up tonight, but we can put it together ourselves. I've got some of it. So introductory items, we've done the call to order already, and now we can do a roll call. Adriana, I see you're here. You were pro tem secretary. Do you want to do that, or shall I just go ahead and do it?
Yeah, I can do it. I have the minutes. I'm very sorry, but I have one only little problem. I don't remember how we call one of the documents. I can send the minutes that I have, but I was trying to get the proper name. Remember that we said those lists that...
No, we're not talking about that right now. Can we have a roll call?
Yes. Can you make the roll call in the meantime that I do my...
Yes, I can do my list. Okay, you. Let's do that then. Fred Blair.
Present.
APF Care. Sarah Brown, PFW. No, you're here, Sarah.
Sarah, you're here.
Yeah. You're here. Okay. All right. Then we have Adriana Castanez. You just heard her. Bella DeSoto.
Present.
Okay. James Dingeman. No, James. Donald Goldmacher. No, Donald. Donna Grimes.
Here.
All right, Evelia Jones. Evelia. Zach Caldwell.
Here.
All right, Elizabeth Milo.
Here.
And Catherine O'Sullivan.
Here.
Marilyn Bodani.
Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Marilyn? Not here. Okay, Sandy Weinman.
Present.
Okay, Egberto Willis. No, Egberto. And I am Eileen. I am here. There are 10 of us here now. So we'll see if anybody else turns up. We also have with us tonight George Walter from NETA. He's our, I always forget what your title is, George, in relation to us, but he's basically our lead accountant on putting together our financial statements at NETA. And Jim Sagerton is with us. Jim is the chair of the National Finance Committee, and I have invited him because a lot of our topics overlap, and sometimes he can answer questions better than I can about certain things. All right. So on the agenda that I started to draw up, I thought we should have to select timekeepers following the rule that on a given topic, a person may speak for their first time for 2 minutes and 1 minute in any follow-up. Do I have volunteers for timekeepers? We usually ask for timekeepers for a topic, although since we don't have an agenda with times written out, that might be a challenge. And then
I'll take a shot at it if you'd like.
Okay, Sarah, great. Then for keeping the individuals on track, you mean?
As timekeeper.
Yeah, that would be great. Okay. You got that about, 1 minute per second, right?
I have my trusty little chronograph here.
Great. I'm sure it makes a lovely little jing sound. Okay. I see that we have also been joined by Donald Goldmacher, and I think that's it for other attendees. So, Donald is here.
I'm sorry, Eileen.
Yeah.
Yes. Eileen, Bella here. Can you speak a little louder?
Oh, yes.
Who else came on?
Donald Goldmacher is here. You know what? Let me connect my headphones. I think those work better. Give me a minute. It'll just take a second. Okay. We're on Bluetooth. And here.
Okay. How's that? Sounding any better?
Not really.
Not really better? Wait,
but
here's
the
microphone.
Thanks for the effort.
Sorry?
Thanks for the effort.
Oh, it should be better because the microphone's like right here in front of my mouth now.
It's okay.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. So let me turn up my volume. Sorry, this is all taking too long.
I hear you.
Good. Okay, so onward. All right, so we have a timekeeper.
I'll be timekeeper.
Wait, I think Sarah already volunteered. Who was that?
I'll gladly relinquish the post of timekeeper to whoever decides to take it.
I'd like to do that. So.
Okay, fantastic.
I'm sorry, who was that? Marilyn?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Marilyn.
2 minutes, right, per person?
2 minutes for their first time speaking and 1 minute for any follow-up.
Okay.
Let's put together an agenda. What I had so far was elections of chair and secretary for 2022, since we didn't do that last time. Then I followed that with an update on the fiscal year 2021 audit by NETA. That would be George Walter. So from there on, why don't some of you contribute your topics? Anyone?
I'm raising my hand, I guess. I'm trying to. Hold on. Trying to raise my hand.
Oh, there you go. Elizabeth, go ahead.
I have a question. The one that you just mentioned with regard to George, I'm wondering if we should also include the agreement that we reached at the last meeting regarding the documentation that we are requesting to have, or that we requested to have at this meeting to find out what documents were needed for to complete the audit and to meet the deadline of June 30th, and stations are the ones that are missing the documents.
Well, George can speak to any roadblocks that he might have, if there are any, because I really don't know where we are in the process. I think don't answer now, George. We'll get to you. I'm sorry, please wait to be recognized.
Madam Chair, point of order?
Yes, Sarah.
I want to just let everybody know that if you scroll down your mouse down to the bottom of the page there, you'll see a place called a bunch of options will give you. One of those is reactions. So anybody that wants to get the attention of the chair, just go to reaction, click on that, and you'll see raise hand. In that, and you also click on that to lower your hand. Thank you.
Yeah. Great. That's if you have to make sure that although your toolbar is visible, you see it, you press, let's see, is it Alt? Yeah, just press your Alt key to make it show up or disappear. Great.
Point of information, Madam Chair, Bella.
Let me let Elizabeth finish.
Thank you.
She has her finger up. And
yeah,
then
And what I understood from our last meeting was that we had asked you to make sure that we would get a letter that a letter would be sent requesting that we have a list of all the documents that are required
I
that are still
the list to everybody. I sent out the PBC list.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not really clear. I guess I'm not making myself very clear. I didn't see a letter that was sent out. So I understand that you are asking the auditor to present the information regarding the obstacles, but what we needed was to make sure we had a complete list of any documents that are missing by name and by station of what's missing. That's what I believe was what we had requested at the last meeting, so that by this time we would have that information available to us so that we could meet the June 30th deadline. Is that okay, more or less what's in
I understand. I did not send a letter. I sent an email asking for any information. And again, George will be able to tell you. George is not the auditor. George is an accountant, a CPA. So you have not yet met our auditor.
Okay.
Yeah. And to ask people to put together lists like this, I think George will be able to tell you, we don't want to take up any more of their time because they are crunching to get this work done. There's a lot.
Madam Chair, this is Bella DeSoto. I have my hand up.
Yes. Okay. Bella first and then Adriana.
Thank you. Or Adriana can go before me.
Hey, yes, okay. Madam Chair, we didn't ask for a new job or a new list. What we asked, we know that the auditor's request have a list of items that they send to every station.
Yes, the and that is what there. I sent out to you.
I'm sorry?
That's what I sent out. I sent out the PBC list, which is the provided by client list.
No, no. One thing, what the list, what we ask is they have that list. We want to know which items from there were not there. That was what we requested. No, anybody working specifically, tell us which ones they don't have. Then we can know where we stand. That was what we talked in the last meeting. Sorry.
Okay, maybe I didn't quite capture all that. Okay.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Yes, Bella?
Yes. So I'm quite distraught because, first of all, we are supposed to be holding our elections at this very moment. We were supposed to get the information per requested by this body. And I would appreciate if you go back to the minutes or the record and the audio of that minute of 5:16 so that you know what list we are referring to. I remember 2 years ago, the same situation occurred where you continue speaking of something else, but we were demanding and asking for a list. So the list is missing. We were supposed to have received
that. I hear you, Bella. Thank you.
Before today's meeting.
Marilyn Stack, please.
Okay, Marilyn?
Yeah, my recollection is that we discussed that at length at the last meeting, but did not vote to have that list prepared because the auditor, I think it was George, was there, and I think he said that he would tell us what he knew. They were still working on it. He didn't know what was missing from the various stations, but that he would be able to give answers to those questions at our next meeting. He didn't have all that data, and getting it all together would have been very time-consuming and not particularly productive. And that's my recollection of what happened. And I think we should try to go ahead with the meeting so that we can hear George's report and find out what he has to say about the progress of the audits.
I'm sorry. That is not what was agreed upon.
Bella, you haven't been recognized.
Oh.
Do you want a follow-up? Okay, let's move on. All right, what other points do we have for the agenda? We're still putting together the agenda.
Can you speak up? It's so hard to hear you.
I'm sorry. What other points do we want to put on our agenda for tonight?
We need to hold the elections. at the top of the agenda.
That's already on the agenda. We've mentioned that.
Okay. Please document requested per 516.
We already talked about that. Please don't repeat points. What other points? And let somebody else speak. Does somebody else want to add a point for the agenda?
Diana, the minutes, if everybody, I send the minutes. I want to know if you receive it. But if you prefer, we can approve it now. Or if you prefer to look through that, we can leave it for the next meeting. I don't know. It's up to the
committee.
I want to know if you receive it.
I have to look for them.
I did receive them.
Okay.
Let's see. Billy, you need to put your hand down. I'll put it down for you.
Okay.
Anybody else with points for the agenda? No? Okay, well, our meeting is going
hold
to
on.
Be... Elizabeth?
Yes, I had originally intended to bring a resolution regarding the upholding the decision of the PMB suspending Donald Goldmacher, but I understand that that decision has yet to be voted on, and it will be voted on this Thursday regarding his violation of fiduciary duty in presenting the petition.
Yes.
So I will not be presenting that resolution right now, but I just want to make it a matter of record that in the event that he is suspended from the PMB.
Yes, Elizabeth, I'm going to cut you off because it's out of order to even discuss this right now.
All right, thank
you. Consulted. Thanks. All right. Before we go any further, Adriana, would you consent to being secretary again tonight?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
All right. Yes. Who's speaking?
That was Fred.
Fred. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to locate my my call in here, streamer. That's all. Thank you.
All right.
You have a hand up from Sandy Wyman.
Yes. Thank you, Adriana. Sandy, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It would be good to get reconfirm the timeline for the audit, the expected timeline tonight.
Yes.
Thank you.
That will come in when George speaks. He'll update us on that.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other particular items, or can we approve the agenda and move on?
Madam Chair, Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
Why don't we put an item down there at the end saying, well, we need to put new business if depending what George Walter tell us,
sure.
We
new
can,
business.
You know, open new motions or whatever, and then the next meeting and, you know, and the adjournment time.
Perfect.
Hand up, Madam Chair, Bella DeSoto.
Hang on, Bella, hang on. Yes, new business, and let's just go back for a minute. About the minutes from May 16th, I think let's look at them at our next meeting because I think we'd all like
perfect.
To
yes.
take a minute to look at
yes.
them.
Yes.
Okay, let me just jot this down. Next meeting. Okay. All right. I'm going to let Donna go because she hasn't spoken yet.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that we accept the minutes. Accept the agenda.
Thank you. Any objections?
Bella objects. We have to review the minutes.
No.
You didn't hear that we just said that we'll look at them next month?
No.
Because we haven't had time to read them.
So we can read them real quickly. We have to go over those minutes. There's pending documentation. We request it. It's in the minutes. I'm trying to print it, and I was not able to print page one, sadly. So I have to open it up again.
Madam Chair?
If somebody cares to read the minutes, that would be wise.
No.
To bring up to date the other members.
Bella, please stop. Donna, were you following up on
Yes, I wanted to follow up. No, I don't have, I can't look at the minutes right now, personally. Okay. I was just, I'm just offering that we can, you already said we'd look at the next month. I'd like to reiterate my motion to accept the minutes. That's appropriate.
Thank you.
Thank you. So we can move forward. We don't have a whole lot of time.
They are a little lengthy.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Does anyone object, or do we need to have a roll call vote?
Bella objects.
All right. Let's have a roll call vote on
point of information.
Approving. Yeah. Who's? I'm sorry. Who is this?
Elizabeth Milo.
Yes. Okay.
If I can get clarity as to why we can't read the minutes now, or is there a problem with having them? I mean, what is the objection exactly, Bella? If I can get clarity on that.
Can I respond, Madam Chair?
No, you may not. Just because they're kind of long and we don't want to be here all night. But if people want, I can read them aloud. Why don't
that's
I just do that?
That's what I asked for.
Bella,
earlier. Thank you.
Bella, please don't speak until you're recognized, okay? I'm sorry, I don't need to have that tone. But, you know, we need to have some order here. All right, would people like me to read the minutes?
Please read the minutes.
No.
Okay, roll call. Where's my chart? All right. Yes means you want me to read the minutes. No means you don't. Fred? Claire?
No.
No. Sarah?
Yes. Abstain.
Excuse me?
I abstain.
I don't know who. I didn't. Who abstained? I didn't call your name.
Oh, Sarah. You called Brown.
Oh, Sarah. I thought you said yes.
No, I abstain.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Adriana?
Yes.
All right. Bella?
Yes.
Jim Dingman's not here. Donald Goldmacher?
No.
Okay. Donna Grimes?
No.
Avelia Jones? Still not here. Zach Caldevere? Caldevere? Is that
no.
Correct? Caldevere?
Caldevere.
Caldevere. Okay. Elizabeth Milo?
Yes.
Yes. Catherine O'Sullivan?
No.
All right. Marilyn?
No.
Sandy Weinman?
No.
Oops. Hang on. Let me see. Has anybody new come in since you've been here? No, it doesn't look like it. So Egberto Willis is still not here. All right, we've got 3 yes and 7 no, 1 abstain, and I will also abstain. So we will not be reading the minutes. You can refer to them since Adriana just sent them out if you want to bring up any points. All right. Not the audits. Okay. Sorry, let me just get back to here. All right. So, once again, I guess then, does this mean, would you all understand that this means that the agenda has been approved?
Can you read it for the stream, Madam Chair? Thank you.
The agenda, it's a little messy. So we had the approval of the May 16th, 2022 minutes, if available, and we have decided to postpone that, right? Then we would have the approval of the agenda, and the agenda actually starts with elections of Chair and Secretary for 2022, an update on the 2021 audit by NETA's George Walter, and that will include anything he could tell us about the timeline and anything he's actually missing and might need our help with if he needs help obtaining any documents. And I think that was the point of what you wanted in terms of missing of the documents that you were asking for. Let's see. Then just then followed by new business. That's what I've got for the agenda. Are there any objections?
Could I make a question, Madam Chairman?
Yeah.
At some point, and I'm really open to, I'm just throwing this out because I'm new to this whole business of audit committees.
Sure.
Will we have a, like a roadmap, a portion during one of the meetings? It doesn't have to be tonight, but in the next meeting or even two meetings from now, can we go over kind of a roadmap of how a typical audit committee proceeds throughout its life? In other words, first you do this typically, and then you do that typically, and then you do that typically, and then you look at this, and then you come to these conclusions, and you vote, and so on and so forth, so that we have kind of a roadmap of how we're going to proceed, and so that we can always refer that to when we get bogged down in discussions and stuff. That, you know.
Let us put that under new business.
Okay. Very good.
Point for a future meeting. I'll just note it, Sarah's point about roadmaps.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Now, are we ready to move on to the elections? Okay. I see somebody nodding and nobody else saying anything. So that's all good.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure how this is supposed to run. Is somebody else more up on this than I might be?
Adriana?
Adriana, I was going to guess that you would know how to run this.
Yes. I mean, first of all, you need to ask if there are any candidates. If it's only one candidate, obviously we don't need to go to any election, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's more than one candidate, we need to the election need to be done by email because need to be in a secret ballot. We cannot
really
an open.
Oh,
but okay. If it's one candidate, you know, could be approved immediately, no problem at all. If not, we use Terry Goodman and somebody.
Oh, that seems really for this committee. That seems
for every committee. It's for every committee because the vote need to be secret. I mean, the bylaw said that the ballots need to be secret. People need to feel confident that they can vote without any repercussion. Okay. But if it's only one candidate, like I said, it's nothing to, you know, that is what the bylaw says. Sorry.
Okay.
Question, Madam Chairman?
Yeah.
Can I cross? Can I cross? Since we have an expert, can I cross? Ask her a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, Bella. I'm sorry, not Bella, but the lady was just talking. Yeah. Adriana? Can we nominate people? Is that permissible in a committee setting? Okay. Thank you.
That is what we do now. We nominate. If the people accept and it's only one candidate, that's what I said. But the nomination will be right now. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Before we do that, we'll move on to the other raised hands. Next is Bella DeSoto.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. The process is that the body can decide, even if it is more than one candidate, it can decide to vote today. It can decide to either vote via secret ballot by email, and we would need to solicit a teller, normally Terry Goodman.
Right.
Or we can elect to vote today. So there's nothing that can prevent us from doing that. The body can make that decision.
Thank you. We'll see if we have more than one candidate and figure it out then. I think Elizabeth No more? You lowered your hand. Okay. So, yes. Nominations.
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Eileen. I'd like to nominate you for chair.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Do you accept?
I do.
Also, I had to go out. My Zoom died. When I came back in, I lost the video potential. So that's why.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Any other nominations for chair?
Well, you beat me to it. I was going to nominate Eileen Rosen for, but I guess that's moot now.
Yes.
Madam Chair, Bella DeSoto.
Yes. Hi, Bella.
Bella DeSoto nominates herself for chair.
Okay. All right.
I raised my hand now.
There you are, Elizabeth. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to nominate Bella DeSoto for chair. And are we only doing one nomination of one position, or are we doing both at the same time? Both.
I think it's simpler to do one at a time,
okay.
Isn't it?
Okay, thanks.
Also nominate.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Volunteers or nominations? Okay, so we have two nominees. I would like to consult with Adriana, unless anybody else has something they can say too, knowledge on this topic. Adriana, you told us about the secret ballot and all that.
Yes.
Bella provided us with an alternative method.
The bylaws said that we need to do it with secret ballot. And there will be not that difficult, I believe. And the norm is the secretary sent to the tellers. We have one teller and two people that are tellers.
Okay.
And they will send the ballots to the members of the committee, the one that are voting members of this committee. And normally in a week before our next meeting, we will have the results.
Okay.
And that is what the bylaw says.
Right. Let me call on Fred, because maybe he's going to add something to this.
Yeah.
Fred, please go ahead.
Thank you. Eileen, I have been an election teller and many times for Pacifica, and I have experienced STB elections. I think the only thing the bylaws specify is that we have to use STB or IRB elections in our governance. I don't know about a secret ballot, but I think these committee chair positions have always been secret ballots. It's basically, this is done by email ballot from the by Terry Goodman and John Gary have been doing this a lot. So I think we just need to call on them to do this. And by the next meeting that we have in a week or two, we should be able to elect a chair.
Okay. Thank you, Fred. Bella?
Yes, again, the body can decide whether to go the long route or to vote right now. So if the body wants to go via wait till next month to get the results of a secret ballot, that's fine. Otherwise, we can vote today now.
Bella, can you substantiate that is a valid way of...
It has been done. Yes, it has been done in a number of committees where chairs have been voted, pro tem chairs have been voted at the local finance committee and another committee. When there's several candidates, that's when the tellers are solicited. I don't see the need for this for us, and the lifelong of this committee is very short. And a lot of information needs to be taken care of. And I suggest that we do not wait. That is my opinion.
I think we would need to take a vote on this decision.
We can call a roll call, a roll vote.
I heard, yes, Bella.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana, please.
I know that people want to do it some other ways, but we cannot, no committee, doesn't matter what the members think, can go mm-hmm. against what the bylaw says.
Okay.
I know that most people don't do it the right way, I know, but why we need to do that? We are wasting time with all of this when we can do it on a ballot, in a secret ballot, before the next meeting we will have, and no bylaw will be broken.
Okay.
And we don't have any to do any discussions or anything. I'm sorry, but...
Okay. Okay, Adriana. Thank you. Let's go that way.
Okay. Bella, you didn't ask for the floor. All right. Let's go with the secret ballot method, and let me ask if there are any objections to that, or if we can move on. All right, we will go with the secret ballot. Can't say that tonight. All right, now for
Madam
the other
Chair?
Post.
Madam Chair,
Bella, what
I'm
is
sorry,
it?
But there is a process. We need to pass a motion, if I may be recognized, to explain the process.
Is that really necessary? I think we know what the process is. Adriana knows it. She is the pro tem secretary.
We must draft a motion with a timeline so that the tellers know
point
by
order.
When to close
order.
The election cycle. And
hang on, Bella, we have a point of order. Yes, Mr. Goldmacher.
Yes, number one, she was not recognized by you, the chair. Number two, you've already declared that we can go ahead with a secret ballot vote. And Pacific has been doing that for a long time. I don't think we need another explanation by another individual as to how to do that. There are people on this committee who obviously know how to do it. I don't know why this is such a cumbersome effort here. Anyway, she's out of order. Thank you.
All right. Point well taken. Thank you.
I propose
right.
to move the agenda, please, to get on with the meeting.
Yes, let's move on. Thank you, Bella, for your offer, but we're not going to take you up on it this time. Let us move on to the post of secretary. First of all, do I have any volunteers to be secretary for this this committee? And I'll say that I am happy to help you if you need it. So it would be great to get a volunteer.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry, I should
no, have go ahead, sir.
Let me raise my hand. Okay.
Thank you. Oh, I didn't see that, Elizabeth. Sorry,
Madam Chair, I nominate the person that did this excellent job of putting together the last minutes.
Yes, that's first. Adriana.
Okay, Adriana, yes. Then. Adriana Castanave, is that the pronunciation?
Yes.
Yeah, I nominate Adriana Castanave.
Beat me to it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Okay. Is that what you were going to do, Elizabeth? Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Because I was going to do it too, but... do we have any other nominations or volunteers? It's not that cumbersome a job. Adriana, will you accept this nomination?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, since we have no other nominations for secretary, I believe that Ms. Castanave is our secretary, not pro tem. All right. Thank you, Adriana. We appreciate you taking it on.
Mm-hmm.
And we are done with that, with this point on the agenda. I'm seeing a chat, I believe. Where'd it go? Catherine, I will send you... Okay, I'll send you.
I already sent it to her. Just
oh, you did. Great. Yes. Thank you so much. Excellent. All right. Phew. And I'm assuming, Adriana, that you will be able to take care of moving the secret ballots forward and all that process, correct?
Yeah. The only thing that I want the committee, do you want the return in a, we will ask Terry Goodman, because normally he's the one that gives us the time that he have to open the ballot. But okay. Normally it's 1 week or 10 days, no more than that.
Okay, great. Thank you. That's the usual thing. Excellent. All right. Okay, so we're done with that point. The next point is update on the 2021 audit by George Walter. George, thank you for your patience in waiting for this, in sitting through our elections.
No problem.
Go ahead. Tell us what you know.
Okay. So the audit package is coming along nicely, but not where I wanted it at this time. We got several updates from KPFA last week, and I sent several entries that needed to be entered so that we could pull a clean trial balance. I'm told we will have a response by Wednesday on those entries. So it's quite a bit later than I was hoping for. With that done, with those entries set, we'll pull a trial balance for the auditors. And it's not quite that easy. The current trial balance is formatted into the draft financial statements. So an updated TB should flow into a more final version of financials for the audit. And that should minimize adjustments that we send to the auditors as we're working together. There's a part where we essentially work parallel on certain items. Once the auditors begin their selections, timing will be subject to the timeliness and content of any responses. So based on the draft financials, they do fluctuation analysis and select samples from the general ledger detail that we send them. And so so we have to pull these samples, which might be deposits or AP invoices and copies of any grants or contracts and such. And so along with the final version, the fluctuation analysis that they do will generate some questions, and those questions might result in even further testing. One complicating factor, that there's a number of lawsuits going back and forth that are consuming a lot of time and resources, time resources as well as financial resources. And so that has been a challenge trying to work on this, and as well as keeping the lights on. Just for the gentleman's question, I forgot who asked it. The audit committee would normally, and there's other information here, but I'll just throw it in there just for background. I forgot who asked that question, but anyway, they would sometimes get a pre-audit meeting, and that's essentially what we did in the fall when it was agreed to retain them for the next year. And then the auditors will normally present a draft, a pretty much final version, and they'll present it in draft form at one meeting, and then present at a little higher level to the full board, and then the audit is available for submission to the various users, which is various government entities and lenders and so on, and as well as GuideStar and just as becomes part of a public record. The June 30 due date has only been met once in the last several years. It maybe 12 or more years. But last year it was met by the skin of our teeth, and so that's our goal this year. But as I described, we're somewhat at the mercy of various factors that are yet to be determined. But that's still a goal. But the time is tightening with giving the auditors enough time to do their work. We've gotten some preliminary items going with bank confirms. Some of them were held up due to the change in the executive director, but the rest of the confirms have gone out. So we're working on that. We do have minutes through early March, and so we'll need to update any subsequent national board, national finance committee minutes at the least. If we have more, that's great, but that's what they really require. And the PBC list with a 77 and now breaking out affiliates, there's probably about 90 items on there. I don't have that in any form that would be good to go out. I've been focusing on getting the audit prepared and in their hands, and a document like that to scrub to get it presentable, that would take a couple days, and we really need to focus on the task at hand. We were also asked to provide a number of details for the FY20 audit, and that's really a distraction for getting this year's audit done. And so that's been my focus in that of the rest of my team.
Okay. I'm going to I'm going to stop you for a minute. I want to clarify a couple of things, but we have a couple of hands up, so I'll go with them first. Donald?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have several questions. Number one is, why are lawsuits interfering with your ability to conduct the audit? Question number two, how are the PPP loans going to be acknowledged in the audit? And number three, will the sort of reflect the deficits being run at three of the stations in the network?
Yes, can you repeat the first one, please?
Yeah, you mentioned something about lawsuits interfering with the audit. How are they interfering?
Well, it's taking up the time of our interim CFO.
How?
Working with vendors, we're working through cash flow situations, and there's money going out in these lawsuits and going to lawyers in the lawsuits, and we're trying to keep utilities on and keep vendors happy.
But how is it interfering with the audit?
Because it's the same staff doing that work.
George, would you mean that we're trying to juggle, how to pay Peter and Rob Paul or whatever, and that takes some doing to at the same time keep our utilities and monthly costs up to date?
Correct.
Is that a fair?
Preparation of an audit means putting together materials for last year, not what's going on right now.
Right, but it's being done by the same people, and there's only so much time in a day and a week.
Okay, and isn't that you who's responsible for liaising with the auditor?
Yes, but I'm getting information from our other staff and from the stations.
And the CFO.
Right.
Who works on our accounts. Yeah.
Wait a minute. There were two other questions I asked here.
Yeah. George, he asked how the PPP will be reflected in the audit, the money.
So when PPP loans are forgiven, that's basically converted to a federal grant.
Okay.
What was your third question? I didn't quite catch it either.
Yeah, the third question, Eileen, was, will this audit for last year reflect the deficits being run at three of the stations?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand what you said. Could you say it one more time?
Sure.
For the record.
Will this audit reflect the deficits being run at three of the five stations in the network?
Yes, thank you. All right, and George answered yes.
Yes, and right. So I'm waiting on a few of those entries and before we can look at the financials and do our own flux analysis first. But on the draft that I have now, it's one station showing a deficit and two are showing just a razor thin excess. I'm not sure if that's going to hold up. And so I believe the PPP loans, that forgiveness was distributed among the stations. But national office is showing a significant deficit. So the national office might have incurred some of the expense, but the forgiveness of the PPP loans or other loans is distributed to the station. So the normal deficit isn't showing right now, but we're not done yet.
So it's being masked by the PPP grants, if you will.
That could be. I haven't looked at it at that level. I've kind of been at the granular level on the asset side, but that might be a fair statement, but I wouldn't commit to that now.
And this audit is due by the end of this month?
Yes.
Donald,
thank you.
All right. Adriana has her hand up.
Thank you. First of all, hi, George.
Hi.
Can we ask for an extension? I have various questions. One is if we can ask for an extension. And I have a, because if I don't misunderstand the whole thing, NEDA is running the financial for more than one of the stations that they don't have business managers, right? Yeah. And aren't the same list of items every year exactly the same that we request for the audit? Aren't the same? It means couldn't be a surprise for any of the business managers knowing the information that are required to be sent for the audit. That is. And the second situation there is, if it's like that, when those lists were requested to the stations, because we are obviously less than a month to have the audit done. I understand that we have little amount of employees, that really the same people are doing the same thing, but NEDA is being paid, if I don't mistake, to run in some of the stations that they don't have their own business managers. Then supposedly all that information should be up to date and ready right now.
The audit and those stations.
That's the name.
Thank you, Adriana.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a surprise. And the stations that we oversee are in good shape.
But you have the information for the audit. Even if they are not in good shape, the audit needs to reflect reality. And the reality, you are supposed to have that reality in your hand right now, every day, because NIDA is running that, right?
Thank you, Adriana.
That's my confusion there.
We've got to move on to our next hand up here, which is Elizabeth Milo.
No, I would, if you don't mind, Eileen, I would like for, given the fact that Goldlocker had several follow-up questions allowed to him, I would like to hear the responses that Adriana is presenting, if she has any follow-up, if it's okay with you, Eileen.
Was that the only, your only point?
No, my point was regarding the lawsuits. I'm wondering how much detail goes into the audit. I'm a new member of the audit committee, so obviously there's going to be questions that I have that might be seem kind of maybe maybe kind of dumb, because this is the first time I'm on the audit committee. But mm-hmm. I'm wondering, for example, to what extent does the auditor cover issues such as potential conflict of interest of specifically related to the lawsuits of Pacifica Safety Net, some of whose members belong to the KPFA LSB, and whether or not that plays any role in any kind of questioning regarding any conflict of interest regarding that.
Okay.
Does the auditor cover that? Does the audit cover any?
Well, so it's a good question. The purpose of getting a handle on lawsuits is to make the reader aware of any unrecorded liabilities. And so if a lawsuit might result in a judgment against the organization that isn't recorded in the balance sheet as a liability. That's the overarching purpose of disclosing lawsuits. And so it'll be up to the auditor how much detail they will put in there on a case-by-case situation.
I'd be interested in knowing, for example, whether or not, I'm sorry, could I continue with a follow-up question, Eileen?
Yeah, quickly.
Okay. I'd be interested in knowing, for example, what kind of liability would present itself regarding the petition to deny the FCC, the renewal of the license of the WBAI, what kind of a liability? I understand that there might, that basically is putting Pacifica in a very difficult situation. The fact that one of the PMB directors has presented the petition to deny the renewal of the license of sister station, WBAI. Is
right.
The auditor going to be covering that as a potential liability as well? I believe it's like something in the realm of $50 million. Is that correct?
I don't know that number. In terms of the value of the station?
Yes, in terms of any potential liabilities that a PMB director who presented that petition to the FCC is putting Pacifica in.
Right. Well, it might not be a liability, but it goes to the going concern concept. And that's an accounting principle where these financial statements assume that we're talking about a going concern. So a business that's going to last another year or more. If it's not a going concern, different principles may need to kick in terms of instead of historical fixed assets, net of depreciation, they might have to report it at fair market value. For example, they have qualified our opinion for as long as I can remember, and that might be 10, 12 years, but at least the last 6 years, there's been a going concern item mentioned in the opinion. And so there's been a qualified opinion based on the going concern matters. And so losing a station out, any station out of the mix, but especially one out of the largest market in the country, would not help that those going concern matters.
Thank you, George.